All right, I want to thank you all for coming tonight. Whenever we do something like this here at Glendale, I'm never quite sure how big or small of a crowd, but it looks like we have about the right amount of chairs on. I'm sure some more people will be coming in. Glad to see some of our high school kids coming in from their TGIS. Thank goodness it's Sabbath program. And I am excited tonight to have a couple of gentlemen here that I respect highly. Alden Thompson from Walla Walla College over here. And I have heard Alden speak in the past. He was at Arizona camp meeting about 10 years ago. I think the first summer I was there after I moved here to Arizona. We haven't seen each other since. And I have never met Dr. Graham Bradford before today. He's in from Australia. These men are credentialed, licensed Seventh-day Adventist ministers of long standing and good stature. And I appreciate having them here. I feel like we're kind of the mouse that roared, you know. Usually universities and things get these guys, not us. So I feel very lucky. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here. Our format is going to be pretty much as follows. This evening, Alden Thompson is going to present for about 45 minutes. We maybe let you stand up, take a deep breath, stretch, and sit down again. And then Graham Bradford is going to present for about 45 minutes. There's going to be two presentations back to back. And the goal is to be done in about an hour and a half with presentations and have about a half an hour. We'll open up for questions and answers. Okay? So if you have questions, hold them until the end, and then both of the gentlemen will field questions together. All right? We are going to ask three things with questions. We're going to ask, number one, that you actually ask questions rather than making statements. Number two, we're going to ask you to always come to the mic because we're recording and we want to hear what's going on. And number three, we're going to ask you to ask questions that relate directly to what's been presented tonight or at each session, as opposed to if you've read some of these gentlemen's books and you have questions about something from chapter 13 of some book or something, that's for later when you get a chance to talk to them one-to-one. And but when we do our questions as a group, we're going to discuss what was presented. So those are kind of the ground rules. And with that, I'd like to ask you to bow your heads with me for a word of prayer. Lord God, we are grateful today that you are such a wonderful and awesome God, that you've given us the gift of prophecy, the scriptures, that we have a sure word of prophecy to guide us through our lives in a world that's in darkness. This weekend, Lord, and beginning tonight, as we open up and talk about inspiration, revelation, how do you communicate to us? How does it work? I would ask you to come with your Holy Spirit, open our hearts and minds to hear, put your words in these men's mouths, and then as we discuss, may your light shine from on high, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.